Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Running play for Warren. Jalen Warren rips through for the touchdown.
14th play of the drive for the Steelers. It's Warren inside the 10 to the end zone. Touchdown!
Jalen Warren's got a big gain. Warren streaking down the sideline. And they break the seal. Touchdown!
And now Jalen Warren has a new contract. And a little bit of a surprise that came down during the week on the first day leading up to Steelers and Jets. It's Jalen Warren that gets his money and not Cam Hayward. Austin Bechtold with you. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Evening Show. Sean Myers behind the glass producing. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Happy Labor Day to you, Sean. Always great to be with you.
It's a wonderful day to get to work with you again. Now, often I'm filling in for you.
Yeah.
But the opportunity for you to host and me to take the producer's chair, I'm always looking forward to the chance to work with you. So.
Well,
good evening.
We might be having a good day, but I don't think that our days can compare to the day that Jalen Warren is having with the Steelers. He earns his money. It's a 2-year contract extension, basically a 3-year deal, as the Steelers are adding on $2 million additionally to what he was supposed to make this season, right around $5 million. Warren adds on, and altogether in this deal, $17 million of it is guaranteed. And Jalen Warren is tied to the Steelers now after he was going to be an unrestricted free agent through 2027. And that's big for Jalen Warren. First and foremost, what a really cool story. A JUCO product. Then he went to Utah State. Like, Sean, if I pointed to the state of Utah, could you even pinpoint a 50-mile radius of where Utah State is?
I would point in the middle of the state.
No idea. That's just your best option. It's like you're playing tic-tac-toe and you immediately go right to the middle to try to block off some other areas. He goes from JUCO to Utah State to Oklahoma State, undrafted, signs with the Steelers, just a $12 million signing bonus. He makes the team, he climbs up the depth chart, and now Jalen Warren, with this deal, 2-year deal that pays him over $7 million this year, $12 million overall of the deal is guaranteed, is the Steelers starting running back, and is the Steelers' first running back to receive an extension since Willie Parker in 2006. And this says a couple of things to me. One, the Steelers clearly trust that Jalen Warren is going to take the next step this year. He has zero career starts. And Najee Harris, despite the shuffling of the two running backs, and Najee was always healthy, whether he was banged up a little bit at times, but he was always available, is your best ability, your availability. For Najee Harris, it was. To be able to parlay himself, to be able to get a job with the Chargers. For Jalen Warren, it was to be a good yin-yang with Najee Harris as basically the opposite side of the teeter-totter, where if Najee was the thunder, Jalen Warren was the lightning. The quicker back, more speed, more agile. Somebody that, yes, could get big yards, but it's somebody who you think could break a play open more often and a more likely chance to do so than Najee Harris and his 33-yard career long in the NFL. Jaylen Warren, though, again, zero career starts in 48 games over 3 years, 1,600 total yards, just one rushing touchdown last year. It's the same that he had in his rookie year as well. He averages 4.5 yards per carry, solid. Also, a decent threat out of the backfield in the receiving game. 300 yards receiving last year. He had 370 in 2023, which really was his best season, 784 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns. But I am surprised just by the fact that the Steelers don't make decisions with running backs until they get to free agency. They wouldn't even pay Le'Veon Bell an All-Pro. They wouldn't give Lev Bell his money. They moved on from Mendenhall. They decided they're not going to extend other types of running backs like James Conner, let him test free agency, ultimately leave and go to Arizona. Jaylen Warren is the guy they pick. And the first thing that says to me is, man, they really think that Jaylen Warren is going to be a breakout player this year. And I commend Jaylen Warren. I'm happy that he got his money. Nick Faribault will join us in a little bit. He predicted that it was probably going to be Jaylen Warren or Calvin Austin, maybe and or Calvin Austin, that were some of the less likely candidates to receive a long-term extension before week one, before the ball's kicked off against the New York Jets. Now, on the flip side of this, while it's stock up for Jaylen Warren and good for 26-year-old Jaylen Warren, what does it mean for Caleb Johnson? Look, I'm not saying that the writing is on the wall here, but first impressions can be lasting impressions, at least at the start of the season. What was the first impression of Roman Wilson? Well, he's banged up in training camp. We really can't get him out there. IR for the whole year. First impressions can be lasting ones. Caleb Johnson did some good things in minicamp. Once you hit the field to start training camp, good first practice, decent second practice, kind of disappeared a little bit since. A third-round pick that didn't look great in the preseason. Under 4 yards per carry, 24 carries, 94 yards, a long of 14, couple of catches out of the backfield, nothing overwhelming. Again, I'm not going to overanalyze preseason numbers, but I would like to see Caleb Johnson, who's going up against twos and threes, have a little bit more burst and a little bit more explosiveness than what he displayed, not even putting up 4 yards per carry. And sure, you could say, Austin, well, he didn't go against the first team with the first team offensive line. He was going against second team defensive linemen. Third-team linebackers. If he's a guy that they think can significantly contribute this year, or at least even if it's a 60-40 split between Jaylen Warren and Caleb Johnson, you would want to see him out there a little bit with the ones, right? They didn't show it. There's questions about how fast he is. There's questions about his timidness in game one. Look, your first game in the NFL, albeit preseason, there's jitters, there's nerves. You're in the pros, you're in a professional stadium, you're on the road. I don't care, it's Jacksonville. It's still one of 32 teams where a dream's coming true for Caleb Johnson. Now, don't make this seem to be me saying, oh, well, Caleb Johnson, they've thrown him to the wolves. He's going to have a Roman Wilson type of season and have no impact. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is I do wonder what it does mean for Caleb Johnson, if it means anything in this respect. 412-928-9370, if you would like to weigh in on this. The deal ultimately is good for Warren because, so my buddies and I, on our way up to Vermont a couple of weeks ago, were evaluating what the Steelers roster looked like. And who are the running backs that you would put ahead of Jaylen Warren? Like, who would you put ahead of him? Where would Warren ultimately fit if you did a top 25 list? Well, we know Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. I would say Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, Kyren Williams, James Cook, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones. That's a top 10 from NFL.com. I agree with all of that. Bucky Irving put up 1,100 yards last year with Tampa Bay. I still think it's close. Irving gets it. Alvin Kamara, despite being banged up last couple of years, missed three last year. Under 1,000 yards, he's better. Devon Achane, more explosive. James Conner, I'd rather have him. Chuba Hubbard, give me Warren. J.K. Dobbins, always hurt, give me Warren. Tony Pollard, I'll take Jalen Warren. Najee Harris, Steelers made the decision for us, I'll take Jalen Warren. Rico Dowdle in Dallas, come on now. David Montgomery, I would put a little bit higher than Jalen Warren. DeAndre Swift as well. Breece Hall, who's also been banged up and kind of ineffective, he's right around that same area. Jalen Warren, Sean, is probably about the 17th or 18th best back in the NFL. And with the contract that they gave him, good deal for Warren, good deal for the Steelers.
I do wonder, did you mention any of the rookies in that ranking?
No.
Because I think there's a chance that there's a minimum of two, but maybe as many as four or five rookies that potentially look better than Warren. No guarantee, but I think most people would say Gentry and Hampton are pretty clearly going to be better.
I'd say both.
And then
would you put R.J. Harvey?
Well, I was wondering him. Travion Henderson has gotten rave reviews. So that's another guy.
I'd put Gentry just because of what we saw in college and the success that he had, Heisman finalist. Hampton, I hesitate a little bit. Just
I think
because
he's going to be very good this year.
We just haven't seen these guys yet.
Sure.
They haven't put on a uniform in a game that matters yet. And we've seen some stuff in preseason. We've seen a little bit of a taste of it. But we haven't had the four-course meal yet. We haven't had the first real serving of what these guys can do when the lights go on and it actually counts against your record.
Kind of sounds like you could say the same about Caleb Johnson.
You can. But I do think that you can't completely ignore the preseason. You can't overanalyze it and say that it's gospel like we did when Kenny Pickett went 5 for 5 and that offense was lights out. And I was on vacation watching this offense and saying, oh my gosh, they might actually put up around 25 points per game, maybe even 30 points per game.
And then the offense took a season-long vacation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, the offense decided not to show up for a majority of the year, and the start of George Pickens' antics ultimately began. Good deal for Jalen Warren. Good deal for the Steelers. What does it mean, though, for Caleb Johnson at 412-928-9370? Anthony in Oakland's going to chime in. What's up, Anthony?
Everyone needs to settle down about Caleb Johnson. Now, I've been following this team since Dick Hoke used to be a running back on it. And Franco Harris's rookie season, that preseason, they were calling him a bust. So, and he didn't start till the sixth game of the year. So preseason means nothing. No one's game planning. Nobody's nothing. He has right. the skills. He showed us in Iowa. He will learn the system, and he'll do fine.
Yeah, Anthony, but let me throw this back at you. If nobody's scheming and nobody's game planning, shouldn't he be able to do well just based on natural ability and it being a third-round pick?
No, because the offensive line isn't even gelling yet. They're still not pushing away. What I saw in the preseason was penetration by defenses more so. So, no, but there's no – now, I could go down the list. Le'Veon Bell wasn't a bust out right away. It takes time. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
Hold your horses here, guys. I mean, he'll be fine.
No, and again, Anthony, I'm not saying he's projected to be a Shenquez Golson type of bust or a Doron Grant or anything like that. Like, I think that he's got potential. He's got opportunity. I do wonder if there's a little bit of second guessing to how good this guy could be, though. You don't have any of those concerns.
Absolutely. I watched him in Iowa. He's a stud. I saw him in Iowa up against great Big Ten competition, and he produced. He will produce in the NFL. He'll be fine. Now, you can talk about some things you could be concerned about on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will the quarterback hold up? I mean, last year they got off to a 10-3 start, and the defense collapsed. Those are more important things than if this young man's going to be a good running back or not.
What's your number one concern of all those, Anthony, of those two that you mentioned and any others that you want to throw out there? What are your biggest concerns?
Well, the defense, because, the rookie, that the first-round pick, should have never been in that game to get hurt.
You wouldn't have played him at all?
More than anything. Pardon me?
You wouldn't have played him at all? Would you have played any starters, even rookies?
No, once it was the last game of the year, we saw what we needed. He played every game. He played the prior two.
Yep.
There was no need to have him that late in the game for him to get hurt. There was no excuse for it.
Yeah, I ultimately think, Anthony, and I appreciate the call, that look, rookies are going to play in the preseason. That's naturally how it is. I don't think that's like a point that it's like a must. Like, all the rookies, there's 100% probability they need to play. Didn't Caleb Williams like not play in a preseason game last year? There have been rookie quarterbacks that have not played. But if you're Derek Harmon, yeah, I kind of want to see him out there with a defensive line that I want to see what he looks like next to Cam Hayward at the start of a game. Now, he wasn't out there. But what does he look like against Keanu Benton? What does he look like with Y.A. Black? What does he look like with Alex Highsmith right next to him rushing the passer? Those are some things that I want to see. Basically, also, for your rookies to get a flow of the NFL. You don't want to throw them into the wolves in week one. No prep. Well, no real game action and be able to say, hey, well, ultimately, doesn't work out week one. They need Derek Harmon week one to be ready and available and fresh and good to go. Ultimately, he won't. I didn't have any problem with playing him. Our friend Johnny the Barber is on the line. Hello, Barber. Congratulations on your big Ohio State win.
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on all your success, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing so well. Got to smack you down a little on Penn State, though.
I figured as much.
They actually held. Who was it? North Carolina, Nebraska, AAA school to, the score they did. But yet Ohio State holds number one to 7 points.
Don't disrespect the Nevada Wolfpack there, Barber. They're a team two. They're D1 too.
Yeah. I think that they play in the same category as the Sisters of the Poor. I mean, don't get all choked up on Penn State's performance. Don't worry. Yeah. Rich Franklin will screw it up for you, but I'm giving you a chance right now. You can jump over at no cost to the Ohio State bandwagon and throw down that oppressive yoke that you're wearing of being a Penn State fan.
How do you feel that Julian Sain performed?
I think he did what he needed to do. He did what he needed to do, and even Jeremiah Smith. You know, he did what he needed to do. He played a role, let Carnell Tank catch the passes. I'm telling you, Ohio State is no joke. Patricia might be the Steelers' next defensive coordinator if you played it right.
And you think that they're going to fire – is that because Mike Tomlin is going to fire Terrell Austin or because Mike Tomlin will be fired himself?
No, I think Terrell Austin is going to get himself fired. I mean, you got the highest-paid defense on paper, and you couldn't produce a brain fart in a whirlwind with him.
What has Barber Football Focus had to say about Cam Hayward's contract negotiations?
Pay the man his money. Pay him. That's all there is to it. You have granite statues of great linemen, defensive linemen, of course, all of them being from Ohio State, and you don't want to pay this man a few more million compared to what you paid T.J. Watt? Come on. Pay the man. Don't embarrass him. He shouldn't even have to ask.
What does the barber have to say about Dave Portnoy not being allowed into the stadium on Saturday for Fox?
We usually don't let drug addicts and different dredges of life in. So, I mean, it's nothing different for us. I mean, you know, you just don't let dirtbags in.
Anything else?
But no one missed him. He's only 3 foot tall. Even if he got in, no one would miss him. He's 3 foot tall.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you. It's always fascinating, huh?
He was excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
Now, he's very complimentary of me, which is a
I like
scary.
Talking to the barber. He's
very nice. I don't know if he realizes that I graduated from Penn State, though. That would maybe change his opinion.
I sometimes get concerned that the barber is going to come out and ultimately, like, rip me for something. Like, I don't know if the barber likes me or not. I don't know. I know people that get their hair cut by the barber and say that they like getting their hair cut by Johnny.
Would you ever go?
Maybe. I would be more concerned that the barber would potentially sabotage my hair.
You'd have a good story to tell, at least, if that happened.
And I'm doing my first game on TV this Saturday.
Mm.
So if my hair looks bad because I need to get it cut, because it's very long right now, Sean. I haven't gotten my hair cut.
You have a hat on to cover it.
I have not gotten my hair cut, which actually looks really nice right now. I have not gotten it cut since, guess what?
You want me
what?
To put video of this up because your hair looks good?
No. I think Joe saying that I look like Jimmy Neutron is good enough. When do you think the last time looking at my hair is when I get a haircut? If you had to guess.
I'm going to say March.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
I think it's April. Mm-hmm. It was like a week before the wiffle ball season, which started on May 4th. Say it ain't so, I will not go because Julian Sain wasn't very good. They carried him home, though, a winner. 126 yards passing, one touchdown, no picks, and a 74.5 quarterback rating. That's good for 35th in college football. Now, you might say, well, Austin, I mean, Arch Manning was absolutely awful. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't really good. And we'll get to Arch Manning. Arch, 170 yards passing, most of it all in the fourth quarter. He didn't have 100 yards passing going into the fourth. One touchdown, one pick. We'll get to college football next. The big win by Ohio State. They will be number one in the AP poll, I would imagine. If they're not, the voters don't know what they're doing. Now, you might say, whoa, Austin, that's stunning coming from you, thinking automatically Penn State should move up. No. Ohio State should be one. They beat Texas. I don't care the game was ugly. I don't care the game was at home. They made Arch Manning look foolish after people were projecting him to win the Heisman Trophy. They have the best defensive player in football. They have the best offensive player in football. And we'll dive into that a little bit more in depth. And news and notes from around college football coming up next. And you can chime in at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line, you can reach us there. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Sean has a headline, and we're back with college football talk. A lot of college football today. Jeff Athorn will join us at 7:30. He's at Pitt Volleyball right now. We'll bounce a lot of things off of Jeff. He was at the Pitt game. We'll talk some Steelers. Talk a little bit of Pitt Volleyball potentially as well. We'll throw a question out there. Nick Faribault at 8:40. Nate Breisinger, Pittsburgh Sports Now, covers Pitt for the new Sports Now site that has partnered with Rivals and On3. That's at 9:30. Sean has a headline. We're back right here on the FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What an incredible weekend. I mean, first we get college football games that start on Thursday. Then we get more college football games on Friday, and there are a couple of nail biters. Then you're telling me you get Lee Corso's send-off on college game day at 9 o'clock that was so special and so important that Fox, the main competitor that added Dave Portnoy to basically be their own Pat McAfee, that followed to the game, obviously they were calling for Big Noon kickoff, but both places, both shows being in the same place, they did that for Penn State, Ohio State too. Sean, I don't know if you were at that game. My sister and I went to college game day. Place was packed. Fox, Big Noon kickoff.
I was
not nearly
was
as
not
many
there.
People.
Although you might be a little jealous that I was at the Penn State, Ohio State game that really kind of started the whiteout.
Was it the? You're not talking about the Marcus Allen blocked kick game, were you?
No, long before that, my friend. 2005.
And 07 was the first full stadium whiteout, correct?
Yeah, well, 05 is like the game that most people remember is starting the whiteout. That was the year Penn State lost just one game. Tom Bahaly sacking Troy Smith for the defining play.
Woo! Man, you'll love to see it.
Can you name the starting quarterback for that Penn State team?
What year?
2005.
It was way before Christian Hackenberg.
Do you want a hint?
I do.
He played in the NFL, not as a quarterback.
Michael Robinson.
Bingo.
Boom. I was trying to figure out the range of when he played. I always forget that he was a quarterback.
That was his only year as like the full-time starting quarterback.
He was decently successful as a running back, fullback, H-back type of player.
He played everywhere at Penn State until his senior year when he became the guy quarterback. He was behind Zach Mills for many years.
All right, Sean, college football, it began this Saturday for all of our local teams. Boom! Pitt, big win against Duquesne. My poor buddy Antonio Epps was getting diced up. I hope he's not listening right now. In the Duquesne secondary, Eli Holstein, we told him that if he had a pick of Eli Holstein, that we would like buy him dinner for a month. And ultimately...
You weren't buying that dinner, though, right?
Oh, I would, yeah. all of our entire friend group, we would each take turns buying him dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
South Allegheny guy?
South Allegheny, Antonio Epps, yes.
I remember him.
He did not have an interception in the game. He had a couple of attempts at tackles for loss. Dez Reed, way too shifty. And I tell you what, Dez Reed, punt return for a touchdown on his first touch. You know what it kind of made me think of, Sean? Kimon Spell, committed to Penn State, might flip. Probably will flip.
In parentheses, committed.
Probably will flip at this point. Five-star player, going to be probably the number one recruit in the class of 2027. We were at his high school game for KDKA Radio. First touch, takes it all the way back to the house on a kickoff return, 97 yards. Khalil Taylor, Penn State commit at formerly Seton LaSalle, now at Pine Richland. What does he do? 97-yard first touch at Pine Richland, kickoff return for a touchdown. Chris Black, 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Central Catholic, where am I getting at here? Those three players, high recruits. Chris Black is still just a sophomore. But Taylor and Spell especially, high four-star, five-star type of recruits. They look like men amongst boys out there on game day during high school football games. Dez Reed looked like a man amongst boys against Duquesne. We know the speed. We know the athleticism. This is the chance for Dez Reed to be able to take an additional step. We know how good he is in the running game. Special teams, though? He returns the punt back. Reed, 8 rushes, 66 yards, and a touchdown. He averaged 8.5 yards per carry. He'll become more involved in the receiving game. He didn't play ultimately too much, just one catch or 2 yards, whatever. If you're Pitt and you're a Pitt fan, I mean, savor Dez Reed, savor Kyle Lewis. These are two All-American, award-winning type players where you can make the argument that Dez Reed is a top 5 running back in all of college football. Yeah, he's an All-American, I imagine he is. I can make the case that he is number one, the number one running back in all of college football. We know Penn State has the best tandem with Singleton and Allen. Dez Reed, speed, explosiveness, overcomes his height, which obviously is a problem. You couldn't tell. He finds open areas. He finds the holes. He's shifty, Sean. Dez Reed, for me, is a can't-miss, gravitate-to-the-TV type of player.
Two things about Dez Reed. So first off, am I correct in saying that he was All-American as a returner as opposed to running back?
Let me confirm.
So I would say if you're saying pure running backs, just what they're doing on offense, I don't think he's top five. But I think his versatility is a different story, and he kind of showed that with the return ability. So he can be involved as a receiver, and if he really needed to, he could probably play exclusively receiver for a stretch of time. He can get it done as a running back, and he can get it done in the return game.
He was named first-team All-ACC 2 different positions last year, all-purpose back and also return specialist. He's getting a lot of credit for both.
Yes.
You can see how versatile a player he is, how good of a player that he
Have
is.
Have you ever heard of fantasy football for college football?
Not until this year.
Okay, so I have a friend who's in it. He's in like everything. He does college basketball for fantasy as well. He's big time.
Is he picking like Baker Mazzara, the guy from Auburn that's like 26 years old at this point?
He's picking a lot of people that I don't know because you got to be really in the weeds for this. But I said to him, who went first overall?
Last year?
This season.
They've already drafted for this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're...
Oh, you're talking about college football. Okay,
yeah,
I thought you meant
game
basketball.
Into the season.
I was thinking Cooper Flagg for basketball.
No,
okay.
No. This is for football.
Okay.
1-1, Dez Reed.
Really?
Now, I'm assuming you get credit for what he does in the return
game.
Yeah,
all purpose.
Whatnot. But yes, that's... Fantasy doesn't equate to real life necessarily, but that gives an indication of the expectations surrounding what he can do this year.
Look, you can bitch and moan all you want about Pitt playing Duquesne, West Virginia playing RMU. I'm all right with it. Penn State playing Nevada. Look, I want Penn State to have one of their games actually count to something in non-conference. Out of those 3 non-conference games, I don't want to see FIU come here and get absolutely smoked. Or I don't even know who the other game is against. Temple? I mean, really?
Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova.
I have a little backstory.
Who cares?
I did not remember this, but I read it the other day. Penn State was supposed to play Virginia Tech this year.
Yes.
It was canceled in 2020, I believe, at Vautech because of COVID.
Yeah.
And because they didn't play the game there, Virginia Tech did not want to come to Penn State without, you know, it being equal. So it was supposed to be a little bit more competitive than what the non-conference has turned out to be.
Great.
Although that's a lot. That was far enough in the past that they probably could have pivoted to a better opponent.
Yeah, great. Schedule another Power 5 opponent, another Power 4. Schedule another ACC team. I don't care if it's Georgia Tech or Wake Forest or maybe not West Virginia, but Texas Tech. That'd be a fun top 25 matchup.
Do you want to hear an idea that I think would be incredible and feasible?
I'd love to.
Everyone agrees. Big Ten, SEC, they've already separated themselves, but it's going to be a further divide in years to come. Those are going to be the two major conferences.
Yeah, the super conference will probably form. I don't want to see it,
but it's going to happen.
Trending in that direction.
And so what I think might be a real solution for these weak non-conference is a mandated Big Ten versus SEC challenge every year.
Yes, just like in basketball.
Now, I don't know how that's determined. Is it based on standing the prior year? However you go about it, that would create terrific interest. And it would make every team play at least one meaningful non-conference game that should challenge them to some extent.
Or if you want to schedule out of that and you have a designated rivalry game, how has that not been adopted with all this constant moving and shifting? Like, think about it in Major League Baseball. The Pirates have a designated rival before they made it that you play everybody. It was the Detroit Tigers. Why the Detroit Tigers? I guess the 1903 World Series wasn't even the 1903. Was it 1909 or something? I guess that was just so swell.
Ron Cook remembers that one.
Ron Cook fondly remembers that. I guess it was so historic and so memorable that we had to keep that instead of, I don't know, Cleveland. The Orioles would make a lot of sense from 71,
79. You know, I have an answer for why, I think. Because those other teams had more natural rivals.
Well, yeah,
so, like, Cleveland's probably playing the Reds, right?
Cleveland gets the Reds.
So you have to find a team. This happens with my Mariners. Who's their rival?
The Mariners?
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros in their own division.
Yes. So the answer is they play the Padres. And it's like, does either side really care? No. But that's because there's not a great rivalry in the opposite league for certain teams. So you just throw the other ones that are kind of on the outside without a natural rival.
Who's the Red Sox designated rival? You know, the Yankees is the Mets. Philadelphia, I mean, who's Philly's national rival? Obviously, they typically go American League, National League with these types of things. You're getting just some of the strangest rivalry week matchups that I've seen.
And that might happen with the Big Ten SEC as well.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, whether you rotate it or you have designated series between teams, either way, having that every single year, and then you get one to have bragging rights as a conference. I mean, like, right? I mean, SEC and Big Ten has become a major topic of debate now.
Yeah, can't that help for playoff discussions?
I think it would.
I would think so.
I mean, we saw Texas-Ohio State. That's the blueprint right there. If you could get all of the teams in those conferences to do something similar, albeit not with the same stakes of one versus three, but implications nonetheless, I think it's going to have to get to the point where it's almost mandated by the conference to do something.
So think about this. Alabama and the SEC, Alabama drops West Virginia. That's ultimately because the SEC is going to 9 conference games. So sure, they'll still play like Mercer or Campbell or whatever random school you want to think of. But they're also saying that you have to play another Power 4 opponent. The Big Ten has to make that a rule. Well, you got to find a way to basically force Penn State because Pitt wants to do it. How about Alan Green on the pregame show? Did you see this? Alan Green, Pony tweeted it out, was asked on the pregame show about the idea of playing Penn State. And he said, we're waiting for Penn State to respond to us. We want to do it. They won't respond. I like Pat Kraft a lot. Pat Kraft has made Penn State a program that I don't think anybody could have saw possible, where volleyball won the national championship, wrestling wins it every year, men's hockey gets Gavin McKenna, like football's number 2 in the country, many people projecting to win the national championship again. They're playing an outdoor game at Beaver Stadium. Like, this might be the best time in the history of Penn State athletics, especially if football wins the national championship this year. It is the best time ever in Penn State athletics. Pat, what are you losing from scheduling Pitt? If you think you're just going to go up there and, you know, beat the you-know-what out of Pitt, why not do it? The playoff has expanded. Texas is playing Ohio State. Notre Dame's playing Miami. Catholics versus Convicts returns. There's no issue with playing Pitt. Maybe Pitt beats you one out of every 10 years. It's probably going to be more like three out of every 10. You know, I can't see Penn State just rolling the table and they win all 10 or something like that. Pitt's had some good teams. Like, I think the 2021 Pitt team would have beat Penn State. But still, Sean, that should be a forced Josh Shapiro ruling. You two have to play. It's like the backyard brawl has to be played every year. And Pitt, if you want to start out with Youngstown State or Duquesne every year, be my guest. You play Penn State at the very end of the year, Thanksgiving weekend, like it always was. You play West Virginia at the start of the year. You bookend the season with the backyard brawl, with the Keystone State rivalry. Everyone's happy. Penn State, this is not 2016 anymore, Sean, where there's four teams that make the playoff, where Pitt beating Penn State ultimately cost them a trip to the playoff. You can still lose a game. Like, Texas is not eliminated from the playoffs now because they lost to Ohio State in week one. If Penn and Penn State played, Penn State hypothetically lost, you're not eliminated from the playoff. They might expand it to 16. They might go to like 24. There's no excuse.
It's getting more and more ridiculous with how many teams are going to get in. But here's the excuse. The committee has shown that it's better to play cupcake non-conference and to win those games and to stack wins overall. To be honest, I agree with you. One loss to Pitt is not going to doom Penn State.
Right.
But if Penn State loses, let's say theoretically this year they were to lose to Oregon and Ohio State.
They're still getting in.
And then they have a loss to Pitt. Well, now that loss could potentially keep them out.
Well,
and
guess what? Oregon's
at home. There's no reason to do it because the committee has shown you're better off winning a game against a terrible opponent than playing a team that's, you know, a decent competitor and maybe a little bit more of a challenge that it's not 100% slam dunk victory.
Okay, then it needs to become more like the NCAA basketball tournament where you get punished. Pitt plays Missouri. Ooh, Missouri had a really bad year. Sure, it might not be Pitt's fault that Missouri was awful, but you still played them. You lost to them. Or if you play an awful non-con schedule, you don't have any... Like, I think about North Carolina. When North Carolina was on the bubble a couple years ago, what was the ultimate difference? Some of their losses were like Michigan State, that really good Alabama team, you know, Gonzaga. They're not losing to, you know, Nichols. They're not losing to St. Francis, stuff like that.
Yeah, I just think college football doesn't look at it the same way.
The committee should.
And if they change that, then you maybe have a different approach. I will also say this about, you said, Texas and Ohio State. The thing about that game is there's so much to gain from winning it potentially.
You're the number one team in the country.
Whereas Penn State against Pitt, maybe the Panthers, if you were to play 10 years, maybe you see them ranked once or twice, probably. So you're not getting a big boost from a victory. Whereas Ohio State beating Texas, that's the A1 story in all of sports, and it thrusts them to the number one team. And now they are pretty much bulletproof from here on out, right? They could absorb two losses in conference and in no way probably fall out of the top 10.
Should the goodness of the game matter, Sean? Like, for the love of the game, should that matter?
I don't think hardly anything matters outside of money right now.
Well, I still think that that should be like a realistic thing that's discussed, that's pondered, that Penn State should be basically forced to play. And this is two Penn State guys saying that. Do you agree with me, or do you think that they shouldn't play the game at all?
I think right now, as it stands, it makes more sense for Penn State to play garbage opponents. But yes, from what's more interesting from a fan's perspective,
yeah.
And then it is, I mean, it's great for whatever side wins that you get those bragging rights, where it's like nothing comes out of beating Nevada, right?
No, I mean, here's the thing. If you think Pitt is so bad, like if you're in Pat Kraft's shoes, and I like Pat a lot, and you think that Pitt is bad, and you're just like, all right, we'll schedule four games with Pitt, whatever. Can't you treat it in a similar way? Where like, look, Indiana's taking Virginia off their schedule, whatever. The SEC is added that you have to play a Power 4 opponent. The Big Ten should do the exact same thing.
I agree.
You play a Power 4 opponent, and like, let's say if you're Penn State and you want to find another way to schedule, maybe not a cupcake, but a game that you think is beneficial for you and you think you're going to win, why not schedule Pitt? Because one, if you're that confident you're going to win it, go ahead and play it and prove to people that you can. And two, it's so good economically for the state.
Well, they just played 2 years against WVU, and when it was all said and done, they kind of blew out the Mountaineers both years.
Yeah, but I mean,
and looking back,
I don't think
you would look at that for Penn State and say that was a massive victory, right? It really was just kind of another win in their season.
I don't know, Sean. I think some people would think that it's a big victory because of what it means, what it represents.
In the moment, of course, it feels better than beating Nevada or whatever. But when you look back at the season, I don't think you take a ton more from that than some of the other non-conference.
Some people were making West Virginia out to be a win that separates Penn State over, like, Indiana. Look at who Indiana played in the non-con. Absolutely nobody. West Virginia is still a Power 4 opponent. Sure, they fired their coach.
I will say, going into the game, I was way more nervous against WVU than I was against Nevada or FIU, or I will be for Villanova.
Sat through the 2.5-hour lightning delay. What a disaster. All right, Sean. We'll continue the college football talk. On the other side, we'll also get into my week one quarterback rankings. It's Austin's quarterback rankings, not on the basis of how well they played. That's factored in, but this is not like a power rankings list of the top quarterbacks in terms of college. This is about the NFL. This is about who are the top options for the Steelers when it's all said and done and the draft comes here to Pittsburgh in May. End of April, right? Into May. Who are those top guys? And you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370 if you would like. The 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. On Route 19 in Peters Township, and Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Pretty good day today. High got up to 77 degrees. Currently 74 in Pittsburgh. Overnight low of 50 tomorrow. 76 degrees with cloudy skies. Jeff Hathorn joins us in half an hour on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sean has a headline. More college football talk up next. Then Jeff in half an hour on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.